Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo Uji just making a video about These Are Everywhere. Well, let's go.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's not Sunday, but either way, good morning everyone. Hope you guys are doing well. Let's go enjoy the new stuff. I was going to put something on YouTube last night, but, you know, YouTube doesn't like it when you put a bunch of fucked up things. So, you know, censorship and stuff. So, here's this one for today for you guys on YouTube. So, yeah, you guys should follow me on MGTOW.TV or on Rumble. So, like that, you could get me run, and unfiltered and stuff like that. So, yeah, let's continue with the show. Yes, I have a clip of a guy that's grifting the government using homeless people for money. Yes, what a good fucking human being this fucking cocksucker is. Let's bring up his filthy clip, right?
You're on a stakeout with Care 11 Investigates at an out-of-the-way office building in Brooklyn Park. The man getting behind the wheel and...
Yeah, that douchebag looks like that guy. Was it ABBA? From ABBA and Preach or whatever? Yeah, he looks like that cocksucker. That show fucking sucks. They're fucking couple of fucking retarded idiots, but what do I know, right? I'm a fucking retard myself. Yeah, but at least I don't fucking have sex with trannies like these dudes apparently do, but what do I know, right? I never did that kind of shit. Let me see. Was I ever induced in drugs doing that shit? No! But these guys came out of their mouth saying that trannies are sexy or something like that. I don't really know because I don't watch this show because that show's stupid, but to each his own, right?
Blacked out windows of that luxury ride runs a company called Leo Human Services. This is one of their advertisements. They're paid millions in tax dollars to help find and maintain housing for people with disabilities, like...
Yes, like being stupid. Yes, it's not cool that these jerk-offs go around using all these weak people as... Yeah, so they could get money out of the government. Yes, they take your tax dollars and they go into these guys' pockets. For what, you say? God only knows, but what do I know, right? I'm stupid, apparently.
Substance use disorder.
I've never got an hour of help.
Stephen Smith is in addiction recovery. He says he found his own housing, but recently discovered Leo Human Services claimed to help him.
Yeah.
Ooh, shocker. There is no safety net for men. Yes, if you want to save your ass, you got to do it on your own. Nobody's going to come in. There is no Superman, no Spider-Man, no Batman. Nobody's coming to save you, guy. Yes, if you need to do something, you got to do it on your own. Either sink or swim. And that sucks. Yes, because of the man, we're the backbone of society, but yet they crap on us. And what can you do? The only thing you can do is just, they say, is, you know, pick yourself up and just go. Either nut up or shut up. Just saying.
Crazy.
That help? Bill to Medicaid for thousands of dollars.
We have a bill for $755 and then $531 again at the very bottom for another.
Yeah, all that money getting siphoned away from this dude into a piece of shit that doesn't deserve it. You know, be really fucked up and ironic? If this guy gets stuck in the bill, he has to pay all that money back. And he didn't even receive one fucking penny. Yes. Oh, and incidentally, Donald Trump killed the penny. It's not like we need it anyways, right? Penny for your thoughts?
A bill for $755.
Steven remembers getting a few phone calls, but that's it.
I never met with him. I've never even seen him.
The Minnesota Department of Human Services oversees the Housing Stabilization Services, or HSS, program. Their rules clearly state HSS services are medical Medicaid services, and some of them must be provided in person.
Who are you?
Man, a lot of fucked up things happen, right? Yeah, they just disguise it under good intentions, and then booyaka, you get fucked in the ass. Yeah, humans are not very nice, are they? Yes, we do some fucked up things to each other, but... Oh, not everyone's like this. Trust me, you just gotta get rid of the pieces of shit and keep the cool people around, but... You guys to be the judge on that shit, and god damn it, all the humans are just trash. In my opinion, of course, but do I know, right?
You've never helped me.
Steven is not the only one to tell us they never met anyone from Leo Human Services.
It's just hilarious that people don't want you to be racist, but yet then you notice things and then you're like, 2 plus 2 is 4. Apparently, right? Yeah, if you don't believe me, you should check out this other clip of this girl telling her grief what happened to her for being nice to a colored person. Yes, I guess a lot of bad things happen on Black Friday and stuff like that, right? Just saying.
A prosperous day selling lemonade soon turned sour for best friends Chase and Julie.
We thought it would be a good idea and it would be safe, but until that happened.
They whipped up a batch of lemonade and set up shop.
You see, these girls actually trying to do something nice and helping the community by starting a little lemonade stand. Yes, it's not like other dumb bitches that started an OnlyFans page. They're actually trying to do the decent, correct, proper way. But no, they're not doing that shit. Huh, so, oh, they can't do it, they're underage. Oh, like people can use fake IDs, right? Like people don't lie. Huh? But that's something besides the point. Let her say her shit, right?
A block away from their homes along Mountain View Street and Terra Vista Parkway, a busier intersection where they figured they'd get more customers. But a patron turned predator is one thing.
Yeah, at least the dude wasn't a sexual predator, right? Right? Let's continue.
They didn't expect.
He looks hot, he looks sweaty. We should probably give him something.
The girls say a young man approached their stand and told them he didn't have any money.
Yeah, he didn't have any money. Not yet, anyways. Oh yeah, and FYI, girlie, you should wear some shoes. You shouldn't be walking barefoot in the middle of the street, because you know what's on the floor. Just saying. You don't want to step on a syringe or a used condom or something. You know, don't want to get a disease. Just saying.
Looked sweaty, like he had been running. They felt bad for him and gave him a free lemonade.
He just walked away drinking the cup of lemonade. He was like this, gave us a thumbs up.
Moments later, the guy walked back, flipped over their stand, stole their turquoise money box, and ran off with nearly $30 of their hard-earned cash.
We were gonna run after him, and we started to, but then we didn't know if he had any weapons on him.
Good call, little girl. You don't want to fuck with that dude, because you don't know if he has a knife or something. You don't want to get a stab in the heart or something, you know? Yeah, that's not cool. You want to get your head slammed on the floor, because, yeah, they do shit like that. So, yeah, not good. Not good times. Don't associate with these people, because they will fuck you up. It's just the way I see things, you know? Not my fault. I cause them like I see them. Look at this little fucking freak, the shit that he's doing. And he's, what, 9? Some bullshit. This kid needs to get smacked. Or at least the parents do, but that's just my opinion. Whatever. Next.
The girls say a woman walking by saw one of them crying and called police.
There's a little pathway, and we cut him off, like, through the street.
In the meantime, Chase's brother saw the guy running with the box and confronted him.
After we took the box and started walking away, he started getting very hostile.
Actually, this dude could have kicked this black dude's ass. You know why? Because they're not very strong, actually. They weren't bred that way. Yeah, the only reason I know that is because when I work out and I work out with them, I do twice as much and I'm half their size. And I asked one of my friends, like, hey, what's up with this shit? I thought they're supposed to be strong. And he told me, no, we didn't breed them for their strength. We breed them for their looks so they could look strong. Oh, man, I just started laughing. Like, damn, that's some racist shit. He just started laughing. He's like, it is what it is. Definitely, definitely right. Oh yeah, if you haven't noticed, a lot of people do things just for the aesthetic look of things. Yeah, they're not actually physically strong or rich or anything. They just look like it. But yeah, you just scratch the surface and you say it's nothing but paper mache behind it. Just saying.
Within 10 minutes, an officer arrived and arrested 18-year-old Santini Tate.
It's not something you think is going to happen when you let your kids go sell lemonade.
Ew, look at this chick. She's fucking ugly. Who the hell fucked her? Just saying, look at her. Big ass fucking nose, look at that fucking mouth. Yeah, she looks like she's emaciated. Yeah, you ever seen those horses that they're nothing but skin and bones? That's what this chick is. Hey man, people are thirsty as fuck. Just an opinion.
Made in their neighborhood that we love.
And the girl.
God damn it, what the fuck? Back in the day, they used to put beautiful people on the news and shit on TV. Look at this fucking bitch, she's fucking ugly as sin. Look at that chin. You sure this bitch is not transgendered or something? I don't know, man, I wouldn't want to put my penis in this. And that's just my opinion, so you do you, guy. Bleh.
Say they're not sure whether or not they'll start selling lemonade again anytime soon. And as for that alleged thief, he was booked under strong arm robbery.
Well, as long as these little girls don't sell feet pics online, then you'll be good. Yeah, and hopefully your mom is not a single mother and your dad's actually in the picture, because your dad should be there helping you out. Right? That's what I would do. If you were my kids, I'll be there. Yes, because you're going to need a sentinel, because people are fucked up nowadays. And, I don't know, maybe something in the water, or fuck if I know, man.
In Rancho Cucamonga, I'm Lena Obovian, KTLA 5 News.
Yeah, how interesting how the world turns out, right? All these people doing bullshit and people fucking each other. Oh, yeah. Nope, things are not going to end well for us if we keep on doing this shit, right? Oh, yeah. But, Yeah, just take care of yourself and avoid these people. And just take care of the people you actually do care about. Because those are the only ones that matter. Everyone else is irrelevant, right? Well, you guys kick ass and take care of yourself. And be the best people you can be. I know you are. Well, take care. Goodbye.
This is your fairy gold mother. And I want to show you the difference between real money and fake money. Let's start with a dollar bill. This was created to mimic this. Can you see how tiny it is? But today, you can buy 3 cents. Well, guess how much this is? If you want to buy it today, it's $460. This is fake money that was created to mimic this. This is a $5 gold coin. And guess what? If you wanted to buy that today, it's $719. This is a $10 bill. It's actually legal tender. In other words, you can take this to the store and use it. It was created to mimic this. And today's retail price is $1,369. And how about this one? You can take this to the store. I'm not sure you can buy that much with it. And you certainly can't buy this $20 gold piece. If you were buying this one today, it'd be $2,694. This holds your purchasing power. This destroys your purchasing power. This is in your control. This is in their control. Which would you rather have?